الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وسلم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله عز وجل، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. ثم أما بعد، Verily all praise and glory is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is due to Him and another. We praise Him and we seek His forgiveness and we ask Him for His mercy. And we testify and we state that there is no God or deity worthy of any type of worship but Allah, and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is His servant and final messenger. O ye who believe, fear Allah the fear that He is most deserving of you, and do not die unless you are in the state of al-Islam. And as to what follows, let me first begin by greeting you today in this blessed day of Jumu'ah. And in this hour of Salatul Jumu'ah, I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has gathered us here today, to gather us all once again in Jannatul Firdausi with Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My brothers and sisters, there is a great deal of confusion that is beginning to set in the Muslim's mind. It does not matter which country he is living in. It does not matter which city he resides in. It is a series of questions that are popping inside him. After what he sees, whether in the television, or reads it in the newspapers or the magazines, he asks himself, and I'm sure all of us have asked ourselves, why? Why have we sunk to such a low level? Why are our brothers, the Muslims, taken, executed, thrown in mass graves? Why are our Muslim sisters taken and raped because they say, La ilaha illallah? Why are our country being bombed, technology taken from it, the ability to create medicine, produce it, wiped out? Why is this happening to Muslims? Why, when we say a word, no one listens? When we stand up, no one pays attention? Has not Allah promised the Muslims victory? Were we not promised in the Quran, وَكَانَ حَقًّا عَلَيْنَا نَصْرُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ? Did not Allah say, and surely we shall grant victory to those who are true believers? Today, let us try to answer these questions. And in doing so, we will have to focus on four main points. أولاً النعبد. We must know, believe, instill the qa'idah, the principle of Islam, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed that never will victory be given to a people until they have been tested and proven to be worthy of carrying the banner of La ilaha illallah Muhammadun Rasulullah. لا بد من الابتلاء. We must be tested.
affliction must be upon us in order for us to gradually come to realize the fact that we as Muslims must stand up, unite, come together on the Quran and Sunnah and declare to the world, whatever you do cannot harm us except by Allah's will. And whatever benefit that you think you can benefit us with, you cannot except by Allah's will. لا بد من الابتلاء. ثانيا درس من القرآن. Let us take a lesson from Surah Al Imran. Let us look at what happened to the Muslims on the day of Uhud and how they felt after they lost the battle, and how Allah encouraged them and answered them and showed them the true way. ثالثا مسير الظالمين. We must know inside ourselves and believe that the eventual victory is for Muslims, whether you see it in the dunya or you see it in the akhirah. You must know that the eventual outcome for the disbelievers and the oppressors and the disobedient is humiliation in the dunya, and if they do not see it here, then it will be in the akhirah. And fourth and finally, a question to you. ماذا قدمت أنت لدين الله? What have you as a Muslim, individual, man, woman, you, what have you done for Islam? What have we as a community, sitting here in a masjid, more than 1,000 people, what have we done for Islam? A question to ourselves. So let us begin with the first of our important points. لا بد من الابتلاء. We must realize that Allah must test us, put affliction upon us in order to cleanse us, purify us, get us ready to be those who are willing to stand in the front and declare that we are willing to die for the religion of Islam. You have to be ready. And for this to happen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has to develop this readiness in you. Alif Lam Mim. أحسب الناس أن يتركوا أن يقولوا آمنا وهم لا يفتنون ولقد فتن الذين من قبلهم فليعلمن الله الذين صدقوا وليعلمن الكاذبين. In the first three verses of Surah Al-Ankabut, Alif Lam Mim. Does mankind, do people actually think that they will be left alone because they say we believe in Allah, and that Allah will not test them to see the extent of their belief in Him? وَلَقَدْ فَتَنَّ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ. Surely we tested, we gave tests, afflicted, put pain and suffering on those who came before them, so that we may make it clear and known those who were true and those who were lying. يقول شيخ الإسلام ابن القيم رحمه الله: إن الله عز وجل اقتضت حكمته أنه لا بد أن يمتحن النفوس ويبتليها فيظهر بالامتحان الطيب من الخبيث. شيخ الإسلام ابن القيم explains this important principle that Allah through His divine wisdom has decreed that everyone must be tested in the way that Allah wishes. And from this test it will become clear to all who is true, who is good, who is a believer, and those who are not. And do not think that it is a punishment from Allah. Do not think that we are being punished. No, we are being reminded of the greatness that we can possess and have. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم في الحديث الذي رواه الإمام البيهقي وصححه الألباني أشد الناس بلاء الأنبياء. The most tested, the most put to test and trials and affliction and tribulations are the prophets of Allah. ثم الأمثل فالأمثل. Then the closer to them in belief and in action and in character, and the closer. يبتلى الرجل على حسب دينه. A person will be afflicted and tested in accordance to the size of his belief. The more iman you have, the harder Allah will test you to increase it, to develop it. And the person will be tested by Allah until he will walk on the face of the earth, يمشي على الأرض وما عليه خطيئة. Allah will continue to test you until He has purified you completely, and not a single sin is in your record when you meet Him on the day of resurrection. Look at Nuh. Look at Ibrahim, Musa, wa Isa, wa Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nuh, the dua he made against his people, carried the pain and suffering that he felt. وقال نوح رب لا تذر على الأرض من الكافرين ديارا. Oh my Lord, do not leave a single disbeliever on the face of the earth. Imagine the pain he must have felt to make this dua against his own people. وإبراهيم قالوا حرقوه وانصروا آلهتكم إن كنتم فاعلين. His own father, mother, family, tribe, people said, throw him in the fire. Throw him in the fire to give victory to your God, if you are willing to do so. And also tested by Allah when he was ordered to slaughter his first son, Ismail. Imagine your own son. Allah orders you to test your belief in him. Slaughter Ismail. Slaughter your son. فلما تله للجبين وناديناه أن يا إبراهيم قد صدقت الرؤيا. And when he laid him down and he was about to slaughter his son, we called to him, Ibrahim, you have believed in what you were seeing. You believed in what we ordered you. إن هذا لهو البلاء المبين. Allah says, surely this was the manifest test, the greatest test for Ibrahim. وموسى, he came to Fir'aun, come believe in Allah. So not just Fir'aun, but his own people. وقال الملأ من قوم فرعون أتذر موسى وقومه يفسدون في الأرض ويذرك وآلهتك. قال سنقتل أبناءهم ونستحيي نساءهم وإنا فوقهم قاهرون. The same words we hear today. They told him, Fir'aun, will you leave Musa to go out, spread throughout the land to worship one God and cause you mischief and abandon you and your Lord, your God? Fir'aun, his arrogance came and he said, we shall slaughter all of their male sons and we shall leave their women to live, and in doing so we will remain above them in power. So Musa, when he heard this, he knew that the children of Israel may betray him. He turned to them. وَقَالَ مُوسَى لِقَوْمِهِ. Look at the fitan. Look at the test. Disbelieved by Fir'aun and now his own people too. وَقَالَ مُوسَى لِقَوْمِهِ. اِفْتَعِينُوا بِاللَّهِ وَاصْبِرُوا. Seek help in Allah and be patient. إِنَّ الْأَرْضَ لِلَّهِ. Verily this earth is only but Allah. يُورِثُهَا مَنْ يَشَاءُ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ. He gives it to whom he wills in heritage from his servants. One day the disbelievers will rule, and another the Muslims will rise and conquer all. يُورِثُهَا مَنْ يَشَاءُ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ وَالْعَاقِبَةِ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. But the final end, the final solution, that the final victory shall be for those who are God-fearing. But look what his people answered him. قَالُوا أُوذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِ أَنْ تَأْتِنَا. We suffered before you came. وَمِنْ بَعْدِ مَا جِئْتَنَا. And now we are even more suffering after you came to us, ya Musa. Disbelieving in him. Disbelieving in Allah. وَعِيسَى. Raised by Allah. Because the Jews and the Christians wanted to slaughter him, to place him on the cross. So Allah raised him to the sky, to the heavens, as we have discussed with you before. وَمُحَمَّدْ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. The greatest of the prophets, خَيْرُ خَلْقِ اللَّهِ, stood up in front of the Kaaba, as is narrated by the Imam al-Bukhari. And a man by the name of عُقْبَةِ ibn أَبِي مُعَيْثِ لَعَنَهُ اللَّهُ came to him and wrapped his clothing around the neck of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم and began to strangle him while he prayed, while he was praying to Allah. And Abu Bakr as-Siddiq came and pushed him away, fought with him, struggled with him until he pushed him off Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and screaming and yelling out, أَتَقْتُلُونَ رَجُلًا أَن يَقُولَ رَبِّيَ اللَّهُ. Do you try to murder a man because he says, my Lord is Allah? Tests, trials that a Muslim must go through before Allah shall give us victory. You must understand this. Know this. Know this inside yourself. Let us move quickly to our second point. دروس من القرآن, lessons from the Quran. In Surah Ali Imran, after the Muslims had lost the battle of Uhud, Allah sent down these verses to them. قَدْ خَلَتْ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ سُنَنٌ فَسِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ فَانْظُرُوا كَيْفَ كَانَ عَاقِبَةُ الْمُكَذِّبِينَ. Verily, people who have come before you were afflicted with similar problems like you. But go out through the land and see what the how the disbelievers were destroyed. See how the disbelievers ended up. هَذَا بَيَانٌ لِلنَّاسِ. This Quran is a clear and plain statement. وَهُدَى. Wallahi, it is a guidance to us. وَمَوْعِظَةٌ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. And it is an admonition and an instruction to those who fear Allah. What is this instruction that Allah is giving us? وَلَا تَهِنُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا وَأَنْتُمُ الْأَعْلَوْنَ إِن كُنْتُم مُؤْمِنِينَ. And do not show weakness. Do not be divided. Do not show weakness to the disbelievers. And do not feel sad for what may have happened. For you shall be victorious over your enemies if you are true believers. إِن يَمْسَسْكُمْ قَرْحٌ فَقَدْ مَسَّ الْقَوْمَ قَرْحٌ مِثْلُهُ. If you have been hit with a wound and afflicted with a touch, then know that the other people have also been wounded and killed and hit with a touch. وَتِلْكَ الْأَيَّامُ نُدَاوِلُهَا بَيْنَ النَّاسِ. And as such we give to mankind good days and bad days in turn. As Umar ibn al-Khattab stood up on that same day, يَوْمٌ لَنَا وَيَوْمٌ عَلَيْنَا. He told them, a day we win and a day we may lose. But the struggle is forever going. الصِّرَاعُ بَيْنَ الْحَقِّ وَالْبَاطِلِ إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ. The fight between good and evil shall always be there until the day of judgment. Never show weakness. This is the order from Allah. وَلِيَعْلَمَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَيَتَّخِذَ مِنْكُمْ شُهَدَاءَ وَاللَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ الظَّالِمِينَ. And that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may take from amongst you those who are martyrs, after knowing those who are true believers, by testing them. And surely Allah does not love those who oppress. وَلِيُمَحِّصَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَيَمْحَقَ الْكَافِرِينَ. And that Allah may cleanse, purify, bring the best out of the believers, and destroy those who disbelieve in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A lesson that we must learn. Never give up, never show fear, never show weakness. Do not show your sorrow. All of us feel pain. But you must keep it inside yourself. Do not show that you are weak. Show that you are a Muslim, standing up for the cause of Allah subhanahu. Third point, inshaAllah. مصير الظالمين. Know the reward and the final punishment of those who oppress. Where is Fir'aun today? What has happened to Fir'aun from long ago, who stood up in front of his people, as Allah tells us in the Quran, and said, أنا ربكم الأعلى, proclaiming to all of them, I am your greatest Lord. To his people. مَا عَلِمْتُ لَكُمْ مِنْ إِلَٰهٍ غَيْرِ. Who said, I do not know of any other God for you to worship but me. Who said, أَلَيْسَ لِي مُلْكُ مِصْرِ. Do you not see that all the kingdom of Egypt is mine? وهذه الأنهار تجري من تحتي, and these rivers flow from beneath me. So Allah made the same water flow above him instead of beneath him, and drowned him and his people who disbelieved in Allah in it. فَكُلًّا أَخَذْنَا بِذَنْبِهِ. Allah said about all the people who have come before, each of them we took them to punishment for their sins. فَمِنْهُمْ, from them, مَنْ أَرْسَلْنَا عَلَيْهِ حَاصِبًا, as the people of Lut, the homosexuals, Sodom and Gomorrah. Allah caused for them the violent wind and rain of metal and stone to fall upon them. حاصبا ومنهم من أخذته الصيحة, and others we caused the tormenting wind and howl to take them, hurricanes, tornadoes, destroyed all of what they owned and possessed. ومنهم من خسفنا به الأرض, and others we caused the earth to open and swallow them. ومنهم من أغرقنا, and others we caused to drown, as the people of Nuh and the people of Fir'aun were afflicted with. وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيَظْلِمَهُمْ, and do not ever think that Allah oppressed them. وَلَكِنْ, but they oppressed their own selves. كَانُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ يَظْلِمُونَ. This is their punishment in the dunya. If a wound has touched us, a similar wound shall touch them, and they turn good and bad for mankind. These are the words I leave you with before Jilsatul Istiraha, and when I stand up we will continue with our fourth and final point. ماذا قدمت أنت لدين الله? What have you as an individual benefited Islam with? أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم. الحمد لله وحده, والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده, محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وسلم, وبعد. ماذا قدمت لدين الله? What have you done to benefit Islam? How have you benefited the Muslims? If you are wealthy, if you are poor, if you are in poverty, give in the cause of Allah. Give in the cause of Allah. Benefit the Muslims with your wealth. Benefit the Muslims with your strength. If you have a skill that other Muslims do not possess, teach them. Work for Islam in all of its ways. Write a letter to the editor. Write a letter. Say, do not show Muslims as such and such and such. Do something for the cause of Allah, whatever little you may think it is. As the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us, a man shall come on the day of judgment and see a mountain of deeds that he is supposedly to have given in sadaqah. And he will come and he will say, Ya Allah, I have no recollection of ever owning this many deeds. When did I give this many deeds in sadaqah? But it will be told to him, you gave one date with sincerity and hope in Allah for his reward, and on this day you find your one date into a mountain of dates in your record of good deeds. Do not think that your dollar or that your word is little. Stand up for Islam. Teach your children Islam. Come to the masjid. Hold classes, teach each other the book of Allah, the sunnah of His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We come on Sunday to give a lecture after Salatul Dhuhr, and no one is present. Lectures should be for all. All the imams that come on Sundays and give lectures in the mosque, all of them complain. Where are the people who are praying Salatul Dhuhr? Where are those parents that have left their children in the school upstairs? Where are they? Come, learn about Islam. Even if you know what is going to be said, فَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ الذِّكْرَ تَنْفَعَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Remind, for the reminder benefits the Muslims and the believers. Do for Islam, and never ever stop making dua. And you may think and you will say dua. Wallahi, it is a weapon. Listen to the action of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When he was expelled from Medina, no one would accept Islam anymore in Medina. He went to At-Ta'if, a city near it. And he went to them, wanting to give them Islam. But they rejected and sent the children to stone him, throw stones at him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And to the point that he began to bleed from the wounds that he was inflicted with. And as is narrated in the books of Sirah, although Shaykh al-Albani has shown some weakness in the narration, the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua to Allah. When all the doors on the earth were closed, he made dua to Allah and Allah opened all the doors of heaven. He made dua and following it soon after, he was given the ability to go to al-Isra wal-Mi'raj. And today we share with you this dua. Allahumma inna nashku ilayka da'fa quwwatina wa qillata hilatina wa hawana al-muslimin 'ala an-nas ya arhamar rahimin ila man taqiluna ila aduwwin yatajahhamuna am ila qaribin mallaktahu amrana إن لم تكن ساقطا علينا فلا نبالي غير أن عافيتك أوسع لنا نعوذ بنور وجهك الكريم الذي أشرقت له السماوات والأرض وصلح عليه أمر الدنيا والآخرة ألا تحل علينا غضبك أو تنزل علينا سخطك لك العقبى حتى ترضى ولا حول ولا قوة لنا إلا بك اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وأقم الصلاة